Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Okay, I've got to put on my bib. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Before we do this segment, because every time we do this segment with this guest, I end up laughing and spitting out stuff all over my shirt. Many brick-and-mortar shops have added an eBay store to their retail arsenal. It's rare for it to happen the other way around, where an eBay store decides to go brick-and-mortar. But here now to tell us about her adventures in setting up a new venture in Ventura, California, is the queen of auctions herself, Lynn Drolley.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the queen of auctions, all one word. Well,
right,
congrats, Lynn. See, she had to move closer to me, so...
So she moved to Ventura. Did you go on the Ventura Highway to get to Ventura?
I'm not sure if Ventura is closer to me or not.
Yeah, so, I don't think it is, Lee.
No.
But I love it here. I absolutely love it here. And it's so fun, you guys. I mean, now that the eBay inventory is all here, it's like it's a weight off my shoulders.
So I see the boxes. I'm on your Facebook page.
Yes, yes. We packed up, you know... We didn't want to put the store on hold, so we packed up. We started packing up Wednesday night, and I totally underestimated how long it was going to take. I thought I could pack it up myself, 13,672 items. Thought I could pack it all up in 2 days by myself.
Huh. Because you're the queen of auctions.
And the queen of moving, apparently.
And I'm obviously Pollyanna and overly optimistic because I had to call in the troops. I was sending out texts to everyone I know, SOS, SOS.
Why Ventura?
You know, Griff, I wanted to be closer to my kids, and I was visiting them both at Pepperdine, and someone said they lived in Ventura and commuted, and I drove up here, and I fell in love with it. The Main Street, my new store's on Main Street. It's just the most darling, darling little city ever. Have you guys been here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Ventura. A lot of people don't realize that it's like on the beach, too.
Yeah, it's seriously a hidden gem. And yeah. I've had the same mover for 2 weekends in a row, and he's like, Lynn, this is the coolest place ever. I'm not telling my friends about it. I'm like, okay. But yeah, we just love it here, and people are so kind and friendly, and it's going to be a fun change. And, you know, with my grandma's brick and mortar that we closed in 2002, I used to get all my inventory through the front door. And so that's what I'm hoping to do here is people will come in with things to consign or to sell to me. So I don't have to go out sourcing.
So, Lee, she's also very, you fly over Ventura when you're, going from North California to South California. Because there's this area of flat land right on the shore. And it's not far from where where I lived when I was born, Moor Park, which is in Simi Valley. So.
Why do I think that you were born in San Diego?
I was born in San Diego, but my parents lived in Simi Valley.
Okay, so Moor Park is very close.
He's like me. He was born in the Navy Hospital.
In the Navy
right,
Hospital, right? Yeah,
we were both born in Navy Hospital.
That's why you're such good friends.
Well, you're close to the Reagan National Library.
I am. I pass it a lot.
You're very close to the studios where you can go as a guest, maybe, where they film RuPaul's Drag Race.
No way.
Very important.
That's in Simi Valley. And you're very close to the Spahn Ranch, where the Manson family lived.
Oh, I did not know that.
So you got it all going for you.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I'm very lucky. And you know what? The beautiful part is I could keep that eBay business going during the move. And you know, I had a good week. I think I sold 2,000 or 3,000 while moving. And the key to all this was once we got all the boxes here on Sunday, I hired a bunch of high school kids. I put an ad on Nextdoor. And I got all this help that came, and we just started unpacking by the shelf number or letter of the items we sold.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
You're our hero.
Doesn't that make sense, though?
Yes, it makes sense.
You kept your whole eBay business going. Did you shut it down even for a minute?
I didn't shut it down for a minute. I rely on that income. That's good income, $2,000 to $3,000 a week, you know?
Yes.
So I'm not shutting that down, and I might lose top rated, but... I'm hoping I don't. So we're working as hard as we can and shipping as soon as we can get a shelf unpacked.
So so what did you do? Move the stuff that you have listed first?
Well, first I moved my home to two weekends ago, I moved my entire house and got that set up here. And then I went back to Rancho Mirage and lived on a blow-up bed and ran my eBay business for that week and then packed that up. And then we brought that here this weekend. And then next weekend, we do another move with all the furniture for the consignment store. So it's just been, it's been a whirlwind and so much fun.
So here's your first trivia question about your new home.
Okay.
What is the official name of the city?
Santa Buenaventura.
Yes.
Santa?
It's actually San Buenaventura, isn't it?
You're right. You're right. San, so but... I think that means Saint of Buena Vista, have a good view.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vista would be view. What is Ventura?
Well,
it's
I think
an adventure.
Is it?
Ooh. Griff, I love it. This is my new adventure in Ventura.
It's your adventure.
I want you guys to stop in my store, please, when you're in Ventura.
I'm, you know, I will. I guess I was hoping to see you sometime in Palm Desert, but I guess that's not going to happen.
So let me tell you what Ventura means. What Ventura means.
Okay.
It means good fortune.
Oh, that makes sense.
Are you ready for that? Ventura name meaning Italian, Spanish, Portuguese and Jewish, Sephardic, from a medieval personal name, a short form of Bonaventura, meaning good fortune, or in the case of the Italian name, a nickname from Ventura, fortune or luck.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
And Griff, I was in the desert for 16 years and we never saw each other there. It's so sad.
I know. I feel terrible.
Right. You have to come see me here. You have to pinky promise.
I pinky promise. I don't know what that means.
What is the name of your store? What is the name?
It's called Lynn's Consignment Fun Home Furnishings. And, I'm on Main Street, 1975 East Main Street, right down from Pete's, the famous breakfast place that was on the Guy Fieri show. So, Griff, I expect you to have breakfast there and come see me.
I expect to go see you and then grab you and take you out to breakfast.
Oh, that would be very sweet.
Why don't you guys get a room? I'll be back.
Okay.
Lynn, we've known you a long time.
Yes, you have.
And there really is, with her, there's not progress. With her, she's always been this top-notch seller, Griff. You know what I mean? She just maintains it all through the years and is a true entrepreneur.
Absolutely
I love being
true.
An entrepreneur. And eBay, you guys, eBay allows all of us, anybody can be an entrepreneur. And that's the beauty of eBay. So many people have become entrepreneurs thanks to you guys. So we really appreciate eBay.
Well, I do too, and I'm glad you appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Lynn, your kids helped you too, of course?
Not at all. Really?
Hello?
I know, my mom goes, the kids are in town, they'll help you. I go, not.
Yeah, don't count on that.
Yeah, they came, wanted $100 to take themselves all out to dinner, and then they wanted money for breakfast, and they were gone, back to Pepperdine.
That's it.
Those are darlings. Aren't they sweet the way they drain your wallet?
They're so precious treasures.
Here, just climb into mommy's purse.
And we give them because we want to see them happy. That's the
I know.
One of the curses of parenthood is you want to see your kids happy and you'll do almost anything to do it.
You will. And I told my mom I'd be happy to buy them $100 dinner if they come see me. Absolutely. $100 is cheap.
Yeah.
So I've got it. Lynn, is your eBay store open right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you selling?
Yeah, I just took some offers this morning.
So you're set up to fulfill orders then?
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here in my store with my laptop on a card table. I'm looking at my shipping supplies. I've got this really nice lady, Cindy, unpacking my shelves, and I'm pulling sheets and shipping. And Oh my gosh, my postman is so cute.
Oh.
Down, girl, down. Woof, woof.
He came to the back door today, and he's like, hello, I'm Jose. And I'm like, okay, you're
hello,
cute.
I'm the queen.
Is this like in, in Legally Blonde when the UPS guy comes for what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
I got a big one for you.
Oh,
and he was hot. Yeah. He was really hot.
He
anyway.
Was, and that was the funniest scene in that movie. Where
you had to bend really and snap. Was.
Bend and snap.
Right. I just gave mine a Diet Coke.
Oh, well, that's like bending and snapping with sugar or with non-sugar, right? That's
good. Non-sugar. But anyway, how fun is that? And he walks Main Street with his little bucket. Oh, this isn't going to be fun here.
You sure it's not a basket?
It is a basket. What did I call it?
A bucket.
A bucket.
It's a basket, yeah.
Well, when you see him next, you can
learn an awful lot about a person by interviewing them, don't you, Griff?
Nice basket, Mr. Postman.
Stop it.
So when does your store open? I saw a picture on Facebook. You had all these boxes.
March 1st.
March 1st.
It's in honor of my dad. That would be his 84th birthday, and you know he passed away last year. So,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was hard, but grand opening is in his honor, and he would just love this. He would be so proud of me.
So will you be taking things on consignment?
Absolutely. That's what the front's for. I have 4,000 square feet. I'm taking furniture. I'm taking home decor, rugs, lighting, all that, and then I'm
really?
Going to buy
what's your cut?
Walls.
What's your cut?
50-50.
50-50.
Yeah.
I'll be down with a big U-Haul truck.
Oh, Griff is cleaning out 75% of his stuff.
Do it, Griff.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay, pinky promise.
I'm gonna rent a truck and I'm coming down and I'm loading up your shop.
I can't wait to see that.
And I never want to see this stuff again. So if it doesn't sell, we'll have a big bonfire on the beach.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, just burn this stuff.
So you're getting rid of furniture or you're getting rid of the eBay inventory?
I'm getting rid of furniture.
Ooh, and that's what I need.
Yeah, so I've got some furniture.
What kind of style? What kind
of
era?
All sorts of, you know, it's just think of everything in good taste.
And yeah, you're Lee, and you're eclectic, so that's cool.
Yeah, my merchandise is too.
No, he's got a lot of good stuff, like textiles and things, too.
Yeah, 50-50 is fine with me. I'm going to send all this stuff down to you and let you sell it because I can't.
I mean,
people say 50%. Are you crazy? Think of the work of having, people come to your home. I've got stuff that, you know, I might list for local pickup, but I don't want people coming.
Lynn, he's serious. You better stay in touch, honey.
We'll talk more about the success of this business model as it unfolds. This segment was sponsored by Shipworks. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7 for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Listen while you list.